I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Your fantasy season doesn't end after your draft. The Fantasy Football Today podcast is going to get you through the season and to a championship. Fantasy Football Today, part of CBS Sports Podcast Network, has episodes every single day. Waiver wire, trade talk, starter sit, mailbags, and more. If you want to win your league, you need to listen to Fantasy Football Today. Follow and listen to Fantasy Football Today on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
O'clock hour. This show is almost done. This week is almost done. This week flew the F by, dude. Halloween tonight. Happy Halloween.
I mean, having the Monday night game, I know it like messes with our sleep, but it makes the week go so much faster.
It's bittersweet.
And with this game here, yeah, it is. Yeah. With this game here on Sunday, I'm glad we had the Monday night game. Give us that game on Monday night so we can kind of keep that anticipation to a little bit of a lull, if you will. But now here we are. It is finally Friday, and we're ready to rock and roll with this game. The biggest game of the year is finally here, you know?
Sean Smith, I know you hear us. I want you to hear what our boss had to say about wings, and I need you to just let it rip.
All right, it's Buffalo week, it's Bills week, so I'm going to go sweet Thai chili 1, lemon pepper 2, and I'll go Buffalo number 3, but that's not why you have me recording today. I would say 8 out of 10 times at the restaurant, I am going to order boneless wings over bone-in. I'm okay with bone-in wings as an appetizer, but it's not an entree. There's a lot of work involved with eating the wings, it's messy, and the amount of meat per bite is just not worth it to me. I think people say they like bone-in wings more than they do because of the setting that they're in. It's football, you're at a bar, whatever. But the actual food, if you put it in a vacuum, bone-in wings are incredibly overrated.
All right, Sean Smith, do your job.
Oh, man, first of all, is he skinny or fat?
He's skinny.
That's problem number one. He doesn't know how to eat. That's why he hasn't gained all the weight. Number two, you don't order buffalo. The order is raw. You're going to have lemon pepper, garlic palm, either hickory barbecue or sweet barbecue.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah. See, right. See, Sean, I'm not skinny, and I love a combo of garlic parmesan mixed with a hot buffalo.
See, I'm just not a buffalo guy. Not just because we play in Buffalo this week. God. I'm just not a buffalo guy. I like hot sometimes, but I'm not. Buffalo, no, it's not good for me. I mean, that's the case. You might as well go to Buffalo Wild Wings. What's the promo? We win by 10, you get a free meal or something on Buffalo Wild Wings?
No doubt.
Sure, now it is, I guess, yeah.
How do you see this game going after you've seen Buffalo play?
Hang on, just one more.
Never mind.
One more on the wing. Boneless versus the bone-in ones.
I don't like boneless. I like the bone. I was raised on... you know, the gristle, you know, all that. So you got to, how you going to make a wish if you don't have a bone?
That's exactly right. Yes, 100%.
No doubt. So this game against Buffalo, Buffalo's kind of had some adversities this year, the loss to Atlanta, the loss to New England. Yeah, they beat Carolina coming off the bye, but where do you see this game, Mr. Smith, when you see this Chiefs team rolling the way they are against this Buffalo team that might have some questions?
I mean, we had questions, so it's just a matter of time. We're getting healthy at the right time, and, you know, whenever the Chiefs play, Buffalo is always a showdown. You know what I mean? It's who's going to have the ball the most time to keep. Buffalo's going to try to keep Mahomes off the field, and Chiefs are going to try to keep Buffalo off the field. You know what I mean? Both quarterbacks, because they're both good quarterbacks. Allen's a good quarterback, and we know what 15 can do. As long as there's 13 seconds left on the clock, he will make it happen.
That's the thing, man. These games aren't over anymore until they are officially over, especially when you have Josh Allen and Patrick Mahomes. And it, to me, it's the best rivalry that we have right now in the NFL. It's a fun rivalry. It's a respected rivalry. People are comparing it to Manning versus, obviously, Tom Brady in the last kind of good quarterback rivalry we've seen. Where do you rank this quarterback rivalry?
I can see that. That's a good. It's a good rivalry, but we all know Josh Allen can't win the big game. You know, it's proven. We said this last year. It's proven. He's always going to be a guy. He's the Charles Barkley of football.
Mm-hmm. But why can't he win the big game? Or why can't certain guys win the big one?
Just don't have enough willpower. They try to do it all themselves, and then they still need a wingman. Jordan has Scottie Pippen. Tom Brady had his defense. Baltimore Ravens had a defense when they won. Trent Dilfer was a great game manager, but that defense, you know what I mean? Most teams that win the Super Bowl is their defense. Denver Broncos, when they won, what? That defense, DeMarcus wearing them. It wasn't the offense.
Right.
Offense wins you games, but the defense is going to win you the championship because it's a matter of if the defense don't let them score and the offense can give us 3 points or 7 points, we win the game.
Sean, you play the same sort of position. What do you see when a guy like Mike Pinnell comes back to a team that he's familiar with and some guys that he's got some boys on the team with?
It's great. I mean, you see how Chris Jones was happy. Just somebody that knows the game and understands how to play the system is always good. You can plug him in versus getting a guy off the street on practice squad. And as you see, they cut Heron and put him on practice squad, which we knew was going to happen. And for them to do that, that means they really value his talent and know what he could bring and help. He was part of the Super Bowl championship.
But why get rid of him in the beginning of the year, right? Like why not keep that guy on the roster if he means so much?
Because they was trying to go young and cheaper, and you drafted and you draft. Think about it. If 5'5" don't get hurt, we don't need him right now.
Right.
We don't. I told you about 55 from the beginning in training camp. I said, he's a difference maker. Mm-hmm. And look what happened. He gets hurt. Now we got to cut a guy for him.
Yeah. I want to go back to your take on Josh Allen, and maybe you can compare him to the boneless wing. They satisfy you until they don't. When you look at this game with Josh Allen and Patrick Mahomes, I know that they are number one and number two, obviously, in the NFL, but their accolades obviously completely different. But what I want to bring up is, why is it when you have a guy on the other side of the field that, you know, might be known as he's better than you, but yet you have that hunger, that fire, that desire, no matter what has been said or no matter what has been done, it all comes back and changes in the moment of the game?
I mean, they're built different. Two different guys from two different backgrounds. I feel like when guys in certain situations and when the gritty get to it, you go back to your childhood and what you was raised and how you're a competitor and a winner and a fighter. That's when that dog comes out of you. When you know you got to really go dig down deep to pull your team to win. And Josh Allen's had moments of doing that, and not just say because he's not successful against the Chiefs, but when he's done it against other teams. But it's just when that big game comes, he can't do it. And then also, you know, we're missing big boy Trey Smith.
Yeah, Trey Smith.
And they're missing Ed Oliver. So it should be kind of balanced. You know what I mean? The game's going to be on our front. But I'm willing to see. I wonder if there's going to be a fight this weekend with Dawkins, you know, since he was he's been on his podcast with, I forgot who it was the other day, talking about they should be starting sparring because the reason, I guess, the dude, number 95, or what was it, 94 from Carolina, try to fight him after the game.
Mm.
So he may be ready to rock and roll. You can probably get it. Like, so you know that going into the game as a defensive lineman. What are you doing to get Deion Dawkins to kind of, you know, go over the edge, if you will?
Well, really, I'm going to talk about him for one because he has beads in the back of his hair like he's a little girl. You know what I mean? I respect him. He's a great player, but beads, those are beads. You have beads in your hair. That's what little girls do. You know what I mean? For my daughters, I used to be putting beads on my little daughter here. But he's a great football player. I just think that's going to be a great matchup when Chris Jones lines up at DN to go against him, bull rush him. I mean, I just think we can attack Buffalo. And I think defensively, if we're up, Buffalo's not coming back. If we're up by two touchdowns, Buffalo's not coming back. If we're up by two touchdowns by half, Buffalo's not coming back.
Love to hear it. Ed Oliver being out of the game and Kareem Hunt being the power runner is something that Buffalo struggles with. Do you just attack that until they finally can prove to you that they can stop it?
I mean, Kareem Hunt is starting to pick back up his thing. Pacheco was too until he hurt himself a little bit. But I like the rookie, Smith. Mm-hmm. Something about the last name, maybe. I don't know. They just like to make plays, you know what I mean? But the rookie is starting to come along with them receivers. We got five receivers that can do anything, catch the deep ball, go run past anybody. So 87 is going to catch the screen. I'm looking for us to put some points up. I don't know what the weather's going to be like up there, But I'm looking for us to put some points up.
Yeah, I'm kind of with you, Sean. If this team gets a 2-score lead early on, I just don't think it's going to be like Jacksonville. I think the Chiefs learned their lesson from that one. And I don't know that Buffalo has enough firepower to come back from a 2-score deficit in the game.
That and Buffalo's defense is depleted. Their secondary is depleted to me. You know what I mean? Nobody stands out.
Right.
You know what I mean? Nobody stands out, so we should have fun. We're just defensively, we just got to stop 17-4. I'm not worried about Coleman. He still hasn't produced yet. So, you know what I mean? And we can't let number 10.
Shakir.
Yeah, Shakir, because he finds a way to get open on them crossing routes and some of the little trick plays they run. So, but also, another key factor in this game is special teams.
Yeah, you can't have that 43 holding every freaking play.
Yeah, man. I think if he holds this one, he's going to get cut.
Yeah, Johnny Cochran. Sean, I'm going to have some fun with you here for a little bit. If you could describe yourself as a Halloween candy, what would you say you are?
As a Halloween candy? Mm-hmm. I'm going to say I'm an M&M peanut.
Mm. Okay.
Why?
All right, because I love them. And, you know, people say my head is shaped like a peanut. Oh, so.
All right. And then are you dressing up this year? And if you are, what are you going to go as?
Well, I don't know yet. My girl, we talking about going to a party. If I go to a party, I might dress up as Biggie Smalls. I think I'm going to put on some jean outfit, a denim jean outfit with some Tims and wear one of my gold chains with a crown on my head. If you go Google that picture, you'll see one.
Yeah, that's great. Yeah, no, that's perfect.
She's
going to
call you Big Papa by the end of the night.
Yeah, she's going to do that regardless.
What is she going as?
Lil' Kim?
No, she thought about that. Oh, she might go as Faith Evans because she's light skinned. So, you know.
Okay. There you go.
Kind of what's name. And then, I don't know, I might win a contest because, what was it? Last year I did Big Worm. I won $1,500 at this party I went to. So, hey, who knows?
All right.
But see, the thing is, I'm upset because I can't go trick or treating because I got to coach the game. We got this game and one more game, and then we're done for the season. But we won last week, so we're 4-4, and hopefully we get to 5-4 tonight.
Yeah, go steal their candy, and then go have some fun as Biggie Smalls and Faith Evans tonight.
Yeah, you know, hey, I love it when they call you Big Pop.
Hey, put your hands in the air if you're a true player.
I ain't a player.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Your fantasy season doesn't end after your draft. The Fantasy Football Today podcast is going to get you through the season and to a championship. Fantasy Football Today, part of CBS Sports Podcast Network, has episodes every single day. Waiver wire, trade talk, starter sit, mailbags, and more. If you want to win your league, you need to listen to Fantasy Football Today. Follow and listen to Fantasy Football Today on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, but you know,
you crush a lot.
Those days, I played a lot. Those days are over with for me now.
That's okay. Sometimes you go back out of retirement. I mean, a couple guys do that. You never know. Sean, we appreciate the time. Have a great Halloween. Good luck tonight. Get back to 5-4, baby.
I appreciate it. You guys have a good one.
You too.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Your fantasy season doesn't end after your draft. The Fantasy Football Today podcast is going to get you through the season and to a championship. Fantasy Football Today, part of CBS Sports Podcast Network, has episodes every single day. Waiver wire, trade talk, starter sit, mailbags, and more. If you want to win your league, you need to listen to Fantasy Football Today. Follow and listen to Fantasy Football Today on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.